Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Yeah, that brother's starving.
Yes, sir, brother.
Look, with the stank face, like, don't embarrass me. The cameras is on. Even if you mad, fake it. Fake it for the cameras. See, that's what a good wife would do, especially a good wife to a man who's in the public eye. See, if she's like this in the early stages of the relationship when y'all young, how do you think she gonna be when her looks fade and she old and wrinkly and washed up? 10 times worse than this.
I stand behind it. I guarantee it.
Travis Hunter's fiance responds to backlash after his Heisman Trophy ceremony.
Okay, I'm going to be addressing all the stuff online because I'm tired emotionally and mentally of seeing people try to make me out to be a person that I am not.
It's not about you. The fact that you even own here trying to clear things up is a red flag. Stay in the background. You're not that important. You're a narcissist, ma'am.
But with a testimony, without a test of faith. So I'm going to start from the very beginning with this my type thing. I got permission from Travis to say these things because these are previously things I didn't want online.
I'm only playing your fucking game because ain't shit else to do.
But I'm going to tell y'all the full story just so y'all know. So Travis, when he first ever DM'd me, when we first met, I said I left him in my DM for 2 months, and people said, oh, she left him in his DM until she figured out who he was. That is not true at all. The real reason Travis sat in my DM for 2 months is because he DM'd me when he had a girlfriend.
Oh my God.
Okay, so you're going to come online now and ruin this man's reputation and expose that he DM'd you when he had a girlfriend. And that's like a really big blow to his reputation. And it speaks volumes about a lack of character if he did that. So you already messing up the bag. You probably messed up a $1 million endorsement just by exposing that.
It was at this moment that she knew. She fucked up.
But you're not smart enough to know that. And that's why bird brains like you should just stay in the background, blow Travis, and keep his house clean. That's all you need to be worried about.
And her name was in his bio, so I instantly knew he had a partner. So I exited the message and he sat there until he was single. I don't do home wrecking. I'm not a side piece. I don't stand for any of those things. I support women.
I'm sure you've all noticed in the past couple of years, this slow but steady rise in female consciousness about centering men in their lives and the toxic masculinity. And
look, we don't need to hear the effing talking points. I support women. Look, that's irrelevant. If you're against home wrecking and side piecing and this and that, why did you even mess with a dude who was willing to DM you while he had a girl? That should have been an instant deal breaker since you have such high moral character.
She got your ass.
See, it don't add up when they talk. The more they talk, the more effed up they sound. It's funny because she made this video to clear things up, but she's making things worse.
I would never do that to another woman because I would never want it done to me. So I ignored him until he was single. That's the real reason he sat in my DM. Then the second thing, when I said he wasn't my type, I did not mean attractiveness. I don't have a physical type, period. No two men that I previously dated look the same. My first one was a white cowboy. Second one was a Mexican soccer player. Then I dated a black man who's a SoundCloud rapper. And then Travis.
I'm talking about across the color spectrum, across the age spectrum. Trust me, I've done them all.
What do you expect from a true freak?
That's not really a good resume. Like, you mess with cowboys, then you mess with SoundCloud rappers, then you mess with Mexican soccer players or whatever she said. You're all over like bird shit. That's not a good thing. And if a woman say you're not her type, no matter how you want to take it, it means she don't like your ass. Whether she meant you're not my physical type, you're not my personality type, I don't like you. That's what it means when a woman say, you know, you're not my type. It doesn't matter what you meant when you said it. As far as looks or personality or dressing style, that's all irrelevant. You don't like a motherfucker. That's what that means. Let's just say she haven't talked to anyone else other than the three guys she just broke down. Why did those three things not work out?
That's a mystery.
Let me guess, you did nothing wrong in those previous three relationships. All those men just turned out to be evil, right?
Wrong!
So let's think about it like this. Three men have imprinted on this woman before Travis met her. I'm living my nightmare. It is a monster. It's in my head. How many of the sexual tricks she do for you were taught to her by one of these three men?
You don't really want to know.
You wasn't her type. So do you think those other three guys she dated before you was her type? Or did they grow on her? Or are you the first guy who had to grow on her? And if you weren't initially her type, do you think she giving it up to you in the bedroom the same way she would give it up to the three dudes who were her type?
Absolutely not.
You think she blowing you the way she blew them? Of course not. You getting the tame blowjobs. You getting the blowjob light. You ain't getting the gag quack quack 3000. The cowboy did. So the cowboy could come to one of your games or come to an event and pat you on the back like, yeah, you know that little thing she do with her tongue partner? Yeah, I taught her that. How does that feel? How would that feel?
So I have never dated the same type physically. I don't care about what people look like or what they can give me.
What you want, a cookie?
I date people for who they are as a person, how they honor God,
Really, nigga?
And how they treat the people around them. And Travis is all the above. So when I said he wasn't my type, I meant because he was younger than me. I had never dated no one younger than me.
Yeah, see, it's hard for women to respect a man who's younger than them. Women do not like dating guys who are younger. They just don't. Does anybody really believe that if he wasn't going to be in the NFL and be this big star, that she would be with him? Does anybody believe that?
Nope.
He had cheated on his girlfriend. I don't know if your type is cheaters, but mine isn't. So no, he wasn't my type at first off of those two things, but that didn't discredit the fact that I was attracted to him. That's obviously why I gave him a chance.
You just contradicted yourself. Your type isn't cheaters, but you're with him. So you're full of shit. We already know, just based on what we heard so far in this video, based on what you said, that you're a full of shit person. And your morals aren't that strong. You don't stand on your morals. You don't stand on business when it comes to honor and character. And she said something about honoring God. Okay, what part of getting a full sleeve, a belly ring, you know, all these body modifications, what part of any of that has to do with honoring Jesus and God?
Next question, please.
The next clip was at the game after they just won, like, their last game. People thought I was upset with him celebrating with cheerleaders. I don't know where that came from because he never celebrated with cheerleaders. So I don't know where that started, but that's not what I said. But what y'all didn't see before the clip, me and him were talking. We had already interacted. I had already said congratulations. I had already kissed him over the fence that we couldn't get through. So the real reason why I was mad is because the security, and you can ask any of the family members who was actually there, they didn't want no one to storm the field. So they had 1,000 security people holding everyone back. But the people on the field were like, let the family down. Like, the family can come down. So everyone was going back and forth. I was arguing with the security guard.
Boom, another red flag. Why is my lady arguing with security guards? That's not very ladylike. That's not very demure. That's not very classy. That's another thing that's effing up my reputation. You're embarrassing me when I'm not even there, arguing with security. You ain't no fucking man. You can't beat security. Why are you arguing with security? You're not clearing things up. You're making everything worse with this video. Travis, why did you approve this bitch to get on camera and talk about this stuff? Do he not have anybody who cares about him that he respects their opinion, where he will listen to him? Somebody put a muzzle on this bitch.
Funky dog head bitch. How dare you, punk motherfucker? Back off, bitch, before...
So everyone was going back and forth. I was arguing with the security guard because he wouldn't let no family through. but they let the cheerleaders on the opposing team get through the fences. So I was like, so when I finally got down to the field, that's why I told Travis, like, he had already seen it. I already congratulated him. We had already spoke, got on the field, and then that, I was upset because I had just finished arguing with somebody.
God, if you listen, help! I can't take it no more!
And then what y'all don't see after 5 second clip is right after that, I let it go. I was like, you know what, like, celebrate. We took pictures. We were with our families. And then we went to his meet and greet, had another, like, another wonderful event there. That's all that happened in that. That was literally that. Nothing. It was not deeper than anyone.
Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe.
Yeah. Next clip, the Adidas pop-up shop this past weekend. People are saying that I'm like, what am I supposed to do? Just sit here? That's not what I said.
I'm sick and tired of her. I can tell you this. She might be one of the... Is she one of the worst?
First of all, I said, baby, do you want me to sit here or do you want me to go with the family or do you want me to come with you? Because what y'all don't know, again, off of a 7 second clip, is those weren't fans, by the way. He had already finished that part. He had finished meeting with the fans. I was there the entire time, taking pictures, talking to them, everything. Those, the girls that were there, they were the Adidas. They worked for Adidas.
The trick, just to not give a fuck.
So we were taking pictures for a social post. That's who those people were. I wasn't annoyed with no fans at all. I'm never annoyed with fans.
I hope this camera keep going.
No, we're
going
to let the camera keep
true.
Rolling.
This is not true. This doesn't even make sense.
That's cap right there. Because any famous person will tell you, fans are freaking annoying sometimes. Of course you're going to get annoyed with fans. It's just human nature. So you're just talking, man. You're just saying stuff to say stuff. I never get annoyed with fans. Stop the cap, lady. Just be real. Women, they can't be real. It's always about the image. And always about trying to come across perfect. Nobody believes you're perfect. I got a question. Why does your belly need to show for this video? What purpose does that serve to help your reputation? That's what this video is about, right? To clear your name. The belly shirt isn't helping to clear your name.
So that's what that was. And then Travis was getting ready to leave. He had to be at a rehearsal for the Heisman ceremony. They had to do walkthroughs and stuff like that. So I was asking him, I was like, do you want me just to sit here? Do you want me to go back to the hotel? Like, do you want me to wait for our family? Because his family was in there shopping. Because Adidas let them go pick out stuff in the store. It's like a four-story Adidas. So they're all doing that. I was like, what do you want me to do? Like, do I stay here? Do I come with you? Like, what? And he was like, you could do what you want. Like, you could sit there. You can go shop. You can come to the hotel. You can walk around. That's what he was saying to me. I don't know. Like I said, the things that I see people make up is truly crazy.
Why are you paying attention to what the internet's saying? You're living the high life. You know, just enjoy your life. Stay off social media. Enjoy your relationship with your man. You're in a position that millions of women would want to be in. And you worried about some motherfuckers you don't even know on the internet. That's what's wrong with modern women. You need to get your priorities straight. You worried about the wrong shit. And this is why you don't need these fucking dingbats in your life. They're nothing but a distraction and they keep drama going because they love drama. She loves this. She loves that everyone is talking about her, good or bad. Women love attention, whether it's good or bad. Long as people talking about me, long as people looking at me.
I just think people are just finding every single little thing and trying to make it something it's not. And then bird brain individuals are just...
Look who's talking.
When this attention died down, she's going to take it out on him because she's going to be mad she's not getting the same attention she was getting in the beginning. And he's going to pay for that. She's going to make his life a living hell because she wants that attention to be back on her. Because more people are talking about her than Travis and his accomplishments and his talent. And she wanted to stay like that the entire relationship. And when it's not like that, that will be the beginning of the end.
He's out of line, but he's right.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.